Good morning and welcome to the parish of St. Vincent Ferrer and St. Catherine of Siena. I'm Father Hyacinth here with Father Joseph. Now, Father Joseph normally hosts these daily greetings, but today I wanted to ask him about RCIA, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. This is how men and women come into the church and are baptized or confirmed and receive their first communion. And normally it would come to its fruition on the Easter Vigil, when they are baptized and are confirmed and are welcomed into the church and into communion. But of course, we didn't have an Easter Vigil with the people this year. And so I wanted to ask you, Father Joseph, just to give us an update about what happened with RCIA as the pandemic shutdown began and what's going on with it now.
Oh, thank you. Well, just first to say that RCIA is one of the great joys of being a priest, especially here at this parish. We have a great RCIA program in place, and we had large numbers this year, anywhere between like 25, 28 as things sort of moved in and out. And then the coronavirus hit. And I think it saved us from having one of the longest possible Easter vigils ever. If we were going to have 25 people enter the church, that was going to be a long Easter vigil. I guess, I don't know, maybe that's one of the reasons why God let this happen. Who knows? We'll figure out in heaven. But the way, by way of update, was that before the shutdown happened, we were able to get what we call it the early entrance RCIA. So different people who were just ready to go, had everything ready. So we got about, 12 people either baptized or received into the Catholic Church before the coronavirus shutdown began. And now we're sort of in this phase of poco a poco, like bit by bit, welcoming people into the church. So instead of having one big ceremony, because we're just numbers issues and such, and then plus schedules, plus people left New York City, so they're, everywhere from Long Island to Texas, trying to get things arranged. So it's a little bit messier just because of the hand dealt us, but it's still beautiful. And I've been very proud of my RCIA this year. A lot of them have continued to attend our virtual classes. In most parishes, you're lucky if people still attend RCIA into May. They've been going for several months longer. And we already have people starting to ask us about RCIA for next year. By next year, I mean September, leading into April of 2021. And so we definitely are going to do RCIA this year. It might look different. At the very least, we'll do it in church and have plenty of social distancing. But if things get better and healthier and we don't have so many precautions, we can meet the normal way. But definitely know for anyone, if you know anyone interested in becoming Catholic, please let them know that RCIA is still happening this year. They're more than welcome to reach out. And RCIA is something our parish does very well. And so feel confident to recommend doing RCIA here at St. Vincent's and St. Catherine's.
Well, thank you for the update, Father Joseph. I know I was privileged to be at a few of those sort of early admittance baptisms and receptions into the church as the shutdown was beginning. And those were very small and very quiet ceremonies, but very beautiful in the sort of grace of what it means to be a Catholic. And I know you've done a very good job with the RCIA program too. And so for everyone listening, to just please keep in your prayer those who haven't yet been able to receive the sacraments, and pray as well for our RCIA program this upcoming year, and that God would continue to reap a bountiful harvest through us and in our parish. God bless and have a good day.